Hey guys, welcome to K-Drama Station. This is me, Neha.
And I'm Mehak.
And today we're going to tell you whether you should watch or ditch K2, which is basically starting Ji Chang Wook
and Imuna.
I'm going to give you a little bit of a summary about the show. So basically, Kim Ji-ha, who is played by Ji Chang Wook, is a former soldier who is on the run after being framed, and he crosses paths with a powerful Choi Yu-jin, and she's also the wife of a hopefully soon to be president, Chang Se-yeon. So Ji-ha basically witnesses one of Chang Se-yeon's affairs and thus is ordered to be killed by Choi Yu-jin, but he survives. Impressed by that, the latter then hires him to be one of her trusted bodyguards and then gets an assistant to look after the secret daughter, who is Chang Se-yeon. And obviously, there is a little romance, budding romance between Chang Se-joon and Kim Ji-ha. And that's what the story is about. It's mostly about
political thriller. It's a political thriller. So yeah, that is the bit about this show.
And now, what made us what did pull your interest, Mehak?
So Ji Chang Wook, obviously, like period. I had absolutely no idea or no synopsis about the show, but still I went ahead with it because obviously, you know, and also the female lead, which I saw in the trailer, so it was good enough.
The romance was always tailing, and also there's this one fighting scene where they're in the men's locker room and Ji Chang Wook looks so good.
The shower scene.
The shower scene, yeah, really, like,
obviously,
wow.
Obviously, like, if you want to watch this show, watch it for Ji Chang Wook.
Yeah, watch it for, like, if you like action and thriller, you will enjoy it. But if you're a little heavy towards the romance side, maybe you could, like, ditch it. Yeah. So, we'll talk about our favorite scenes. I've already spoken about mine. So, Mehak, you can tell me about yours.
So what made you watch it?
Exactly the same. I was so in because Ji Chang Wook looked hella good in the trailer. And also it seemed to have action. And that time we were watching a lot of romance. So I was like, come, we'll watch something else. It'll be like a good break. Yeah. Okay, so what stood out to you?
Okay, so this drama is a political action thriller. So the first two episodes may be a bit slow and boring, but once you start with the third episode, the story falls back together and you get to know it better. So the last five episodes are the most interesting, so you should give it a time and don't judge it by the first episode. That's what I'll say. So what stood out to me was Ji Chang Wook. Obviously, I don't even know how to put my feelings in words. He's such a beautiful actor. He takes on the character flawlessly. His acting skills just leaves you wanting more. The female lead, Anna, who is Yuna, was nothing but a naive and a weak person who Kim Ji-ha wanted to protect because he definitely had a hero complex, and he told him to save all the at a time. The chemistry was right from the start, didn't really touch me. I don't think Chang Wook's character had so much chemistry with the female lead's character. That's what I felt like. I tried to feel it, but there wasn't so much. But I still enjoyed the kissing scenes, obviously. He's such a good kisser. But that was about it for the romance for me. For the fighting part, I'm not a fan of action, but the scenes are commendable. But still too much of fighting for me. So that's my take on it. What about you?
So, deferring to Mehak's opinion, I actually quite liked the fact that it was an action-based show because I wanted something apart from romance. So I did like their relationship. I feel like they had very subtle but cute scenes. I also feel like in Vincenzo, they also did have a very, like, it was a little similar. They had very subtle and cute scenes, but it wasn't that much into the relationship. And it was more about the storyline. So talking about that, I like the small things that he did for her. Like, there's this one scene in the first two episodes, I think.
Yeah.
So where the main lead, she wants to eat ramen, okay? But she's very, like, off with all her stuff and all. So she tries to make it, but she doesn't know how to turn the gas valve on. And Ji Chang Wook can see everything because, like, CCTV cameras. And he, you know, arranges it in such a way so that she can make the ramen for herself. But yeah, I feel like small scenes like that were really cute. And I like the whole drama. Lots of action, plot twists, good music. The storyline was good and the acting was also pretty good, not gonna lie. And I feel like there were a lot of unrequired scenes though, like initially, because that is what made it a little boring. And of course, like, if you pay attention to the show while watching it, it becomes predictable. And I feel like the, like, towards the end, like, the dad's character wasn't completely justified.
Correct. Yeah,
right?
I was doubting on him so much because it was on both positive and negative side.
Yeah, like, I couldn't really understand the dad's character. So the end of the dad's character also wasn't very justified.
Correct.
To me. And not gonna lie, the script of the villain was written really well.
Oh my god, best part about the show was the villain.
Yeah.
Her acting was super.
I was scared of her watching just the show and she oozed out power. Her character was very strong and she didn't take anybody's crap and she fought back every single time, and that's what I liked about the villain.
Correct.
Every fighting scene in this drama is worth it, and the whole, like, credit goes to Ji Chang Wook's acting and the director. He did a really good job. It looked very professional, the fighting, and they have, like, these slow-mo effects around, like, important kicks and punches, and hell yes, good job. Even with all of the cool scenes in the
be doing the main lead, and the genre is thriller, mystery, law, drama. The date hasn't been confirmed yet, but she's going to be starring opposite Lee Jong Suk, which I'm really, really, really looking forward for. So Neha, now tell me how you felt after watching it.
So I wasn't really, like, into the show in terms of binging. Like, I didn't binge it. It was a casual watch. So I could just, like, watch, like, 2-3 episodes a day and I was good. So maybe I would give this show, like, a 7 on 10. Yeah.
For me, it was okay. Too hectic a little in terms of action. But overall, the story and the plot was really good. The side characters and the villains were too good. So I would also agree with you and give it a 7 or 7.0. So my favorite scene can be the episode where he cooks ramen for her. So basically, Yuna has stayed inside her closed room for almost all her life. And she got transferred to Korea recently. And Ji Chang-wook is appointed as her bodyguard. So he checks up on her via the CCTV cameras. So he observes that she's trying to cook ramen, but she puts in too much water, doesn't know how to turn off the stove. So then he leaves everything sorted for her and she just has to put ramen inside. So that was a really cute scene that I liked. And I also liked the part where, you know, she came and sat with everybody to eat breakfast. So it was a change in her character. She always ate alone and she never had friends. And after becoming a little close with the bodyguard, that is Ji Chang Wook, she came to the table and surprised everybody. So that was a big change in her character. So that scene was pretty good.
Yeah, I agree with you. I feel like those small scenes are what we looked forward to. And there was this one scene, like, I just wanted to add, where they sit on the terrace and talk. And I feel like it's adorable.
Cute.
And in the 8th episode, they're talking on the terrace and Ji Chang Wook, like, he basically tells Yuna that, you know, you should be careful, why are you sitting here? And then he only slips. And it's really funny. And also, I really love his outfits throughout the show. His wardrobe was on fire. He looked so good. And also, there's this Hindi movie, like a Bollywood movie.
Yeah.
And in a Hollywood movie called The Bodyguard.
Bodyguard, yeah.
Yeah, and in Hindi, it's Bodyguard. And, like, I feel like this is just, like, a very intense version.
Yeah, the stories
in the form of a show. Yeah, the stories are similar, like, the girl and the bodyguard. Yeah.
Fall in love with each other.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like this is a very intense version of the same thing. But, like, for reference to the kind of action that's in the show, maybe you can take one of these movies, like,
yeah,
for reference. Okay, now we'll talk about what's next for the main leads.
Yay.
So after, I'll start with Ji-Chang Wook. So after doing K2, Ji-Chang Wook did 7 First Kisses, Suspicious Partners, Melting Me Softly, Backstreet Rookie, and Love Struck in the City, which was his latest one. By the way, I've watched all of these. And in 2021, he's doing 3 new roles, respectively. Mr. Right, which is a Chinese drama with 36 episodes. Another drama he's doing is going to be called The Sound of Magic, which will have 6 episodes. And then he's going to be doing one single episode drama, which is towards like the emotional side. And it's called Tell Me Your Wish. What about Inyuna?
So after K2, she was the main lead in 2 dramas. That is The Hush in 2020 and The King in Love in 2017. And now she's coming in a new drama called Big Mouth, where she is also...
Yeah. So I feel like the audience it would suit is anybody who likes action and, you know, has the time to pay attention to the show. And yeah, anybody who likes thriller would enjoy it. It's similar to like Vincenzo.
Sisyphus.
Yeah, When the Camilla Blooms, Suspicious Partners. These shows.
Healer,
yeah. So these shows you can watch if you liked K2. But like, I feel like if you're heavy into romance and heavy into comedy, then maybe you should skip this. Yeah. If you want us to review any other K-dramas or want our feedback on anything, do hit us up on our social.
At K-Drama Station on Instagram, we are more than happy to review and are open to feedbacks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.